Shalom, and welcome to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. Good morning, good evening to all. Shabbat Shalom. We are reading a text from the book The Language from Martin Heidegger. And we shall read the Hebrew text and I'll translate while I see it into English. Parallel to the way of speech as a human only, some are mentioning that the way of the language or the source of the language is divine. According to the beginning of prologue to the, how do you call it, Besoah, in English it doesn't come to me now, Al Pi Yochanan, according Besoah Al Pi Yochanan, the Gospel of Yochanan, Johannes, Bereshit Haya Hadavar, in the beginning was the thing, or with God. Yes? This is the gospel about Johannes Yochanan, Bereshit Haya Hadavar. Ach lo rak et she'elat ha-makor mevakshim, but not just the question of the origin, they are asking to release from the ropes of the logic, rational explanation. Also the borders of the only logic description of the language they expel. Characteristics of the meanings of words as terms, there is a preferences to the nature of the description or the visualization and the symbolic way of the language. Now there's a need for the biology, anthropology, philosophy, sociology, psychopathology, theology, and the poetics in order to describe and to explain the linguistic phenomenon in a general way. So far, a few sentences from Martin Heidegger. Did you understand? Did you get something? How do you feel with the text? What is he trying to say? If there's a need, I'll try to read and translate it again. Yes? There's like, he brings like a suggestion and then he contradicts it. Yes? Because some says that the source of the speech comes from human, only human has the capability to speak. But he says, some say that the origin of the language or speaking is divine. Yes, Fernando, what would you like to say or to write? So, again, some says... Yes. So some saying, this is we read last time from page 14, it goes like page, Hebrew page, German, so 14 was the last time. And he says that the natural, or what is natural to man is to speak, and this is what separates man, human, from the animals. And this is how he concludes the last paragraph. And then he opens in page 16 a different arena and says, in relation to what we said before, that the speech is what makes men special, some claim or something that the origin of the language is divine. And he brings a quote from the Gospel of Yohanan. I think it's John in English. In German is Johannes. He brings a quote to justify this way of thinking, that the origin of the language is divine. Because the first verse, Gospel of Yohanan, says, Bereshit haya davar, in the beginning was the word. Yes? Not, he says, hadavar, yes? And, yes, davar. He didn't say the mila, he says davar. אך לא רק את שאלת המקור, not just the question of the origin, they ask to relief from the ropes of the rational logic explanation. They also try to relief from bonds the borders of the logic description of the language. There are two questions here. When you hear this, is the language, as you experience, as it comes to you when you hear others speak, is the language logic, rational? From how the way you feel.
Okay, you know, like this, for a long time I had an idea, maybe a prejudice about this stream of philosophy that is based on only on language. You know, I came from this background of studying law, and many authors think that the language is something arbitrary that is man's made, let's say. And it is open somehow, you know, it is something wide open, and you can do whatever you want with language. So we build worlds with language, like the laws, you know, we build institutions, laws, everything from the language. And many authors think that is like a closed circle. There is nothing beyond language. And it is like, I always felt like a dog chasing its tail. You know, like there is nothing beyond. So it is like a dog chasing its tail, because there is nothing transcendental, nothing beyond language.
You thought, you felt, or you accepted the way people speak?
I always felt that it's just like a dog chasing its tail, this claim that language is something man's built, that there is nothing beyond language, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you confront these people, like, no, there is something beyond, and with symbols and so on and so forth, we have like natural symbols that is not man-made. Like, to be free, if I can put like a dove, like what happened to Noah, the dove flying, you can see a symbol of liberty. And this comes from many, many cultures. So it is not something that man-made, you know, it's just not man-made. And so we have like natural symbols, like the sun giving light, and this is not something that is like some people gather in a room and said, so now the sun is the symbol of life and the symbol, you know, let's take the sun as like this. So, but when you confront, when I had the opportunity to bring questions to people that study like the philosophy of language, they go to, no, everything is language. Okay, so we have a problem, because when everything is language, nothing is language as well. So, you cannot define what is language when you said that everything is language. So I'm just pulling out what my experience on this. You know, for me, and the Hebrew language is the most perfect example. There is something more, let's say, there is something that brings us to maybe a non-verbal sometimes, you know, like when you said davar, we look at the numbers of davar and you think 206, and we see the 26, we see Hashem, and we feel a connection, we feel an insight, we feel exactly what symbol means, you know, to unite, to bring something that is beyond and unite. So I'm just pulling out it to make some sense, but I don't know if it makes sense, but I'm just trying to bring to discussion.
And what comes to you, or what do you sense that the source of language is? Where does it come from? Is it man-made in a cave?
Not at all. Not at all. For me, no. Especially if you take like Hebrew, no. Especially if you take, I think that Hebrew is the perfect example that is not a man-made. We have a lot of things that is man-made from language, you know. Now we have like many discussions about using terminology to please some groups and so on and so forth. But this is man-made. But the true language, I would say, that there is a mystery here, you know.
It's good what you said, because the language can be used as control and command, yes, but the source of the language is being. So like you say, wind. So it's not, there is no command in this, there's wind or it's windy. There is no command in it. The origin is not from here. I mean, it expresses itself here through us, but it comes through us. And this is why there's all the time surprises when people speak, even about mundane things, daily living, and something comes just without, appears. And so, wow, it was said. Some people say he said that, or she said that, or even it came through. Let's say, on Friday, I mean last week, they were sitting with great, how do you say, weather maps, and telling that the great storm is supposed to attack all the area for 12 days, and there were 12 models. The American, the Canadian, the European, the English, the German, and more and more and more models, and even AI models on top of them, Israeli models. And on Friday, I went to bring something, and I took the bus for a few stations, and the sun was so strong, and I felt just by sitting in the bus that it's going to be just regular, nice, beautiful weekend. And what they bombard us for more than 10 days with a front cold of 12 days or more, and the really, really real winters, I felt it's like, wow, it's so pleasant, it's so warm, it's so nice. And when I came home, I said, wow, it's beautiful. And there's like, and it came. You don't, how do you say, prepare. It came. And as the words came and it appeared in this, so it is. So and it's not logic and it's not rational, because rational models and everything is measured. They put balloons and they measure the, it's not about prophecy even, it's not about that. Language knows or speaks before the brain can even find itself in expression. So the language knows more. The language knows before man knows. Also, Vairab speaks about the seven prophetesses. There's a book of his, Seven Prophetesses. Navi is a prophet. The letters are Nun, Bet, Yod, Aleph. And he says, what is a prophet? A prophet is not fortune teller that tells you a Tuesday at the hour of 3 p.m. you will win the lottery. This is not prophecy. What prophecy is about, also poetry, it brings. Navi, prophet, mevi, brings. It brings a message from beyond the river, from the other bank of the river. We have the lip. We mentioned the lip. And from the lips, it's like a gate to the mouth. And from the lips, the words are coming out into the world. They say the word become flesh. Not a meat, but to flesh out. Once you hear the word rain, so there's an image of drops. So to flesh out. So the word became a flesh. It appeared in space and time. So what prophecy is? Nevuah, and now I move. Yes, we say Navi Mevi, the prophet brings. It's not a prophet as a noun, as a statue, but the prophecy brings. Nevuah prophecy. Nevuah in Hebrew, Nun, Bet, Vav, Aleph, Hey. Nevuah is what? Nevi'ah. The spring out of water from the source. So what is a prophecy, nevuah, springing of water? Water appears here like water. The stream of life appears like spring of water that brings the being with words. So nevuah, prophecy, comes from nevi'ah. Nevi'ah is a sprung out of water. So the language knows before. Because what the brain does, or what people do, include, yes, everything, there's all the time calculation. Temperature, cloud movement, balloons, they measure, they have models. Now they even have like gangetic, how do you say, extreme models, because they build on their former models, they put an eye calculation and an eye, and an eye is running. So they gave like 20 models, and none of them, really, none of them is working. Why? There is knowing before knowledge. And this is nevuah, the prophecy, or the sprung out of water. It's there. And it wants to come, so it will appear here. So there is no need to worry about any text that you read on social media, on weather, on catastrophe. So, because it's always, it comes, it wants to come, and it will find its way to appear here in the language. It doesn't ask us permission, like somebody knock at someone's door. It doesn't need a permission, it just comes out because there's a need for it to appear. So this is how it is. Nevuah, prophecy, nevi'ah, springing of water. Yes? From the source. It's just a shower that comes constant on all the time. There is no stop. You know, in the previous pages we read that the language never stops. Even when we have like quiet time in the dreaming, there's a language happening or there's a speaking happening with friends, also when people this all the time, there is like language or safa. Yes, we said Shin, this is the spirit of God, 300 Ruach Elohim, and Pei Hei is Po, here, or Pe, mouth, and always the expression, yes, of the divinity is always here. Nobody asks for permission, there is no need, and sometimes people are surprised, how could this appear here? And there's like, wow, I didn't expect that he or she would say such a thing, and it comes out. Because no one is a gatekeeper. And people do not like that, because there's a tendency among humans to think that they are their own origin, that they are the guards of life, that they are the makers of their life, and what, do you want to tell me that the language was before me? And we say, yes, of course.
Eti?
Questions? Yes, yes, Fernando.
And what about the Lashon Hara, or the... or the lie, yeah, and all this yes, kind of, yes, of language.
The duality, Lashon Hara. Yes, Martin Heidegger also, he mentioned this in the previous paragraphs. He says that sometimes the language speaks truth and sometimes not, and this is the double tongue. What is Ra, yes, or bad speech, is duality. Yes, to always to point to what is happening in space and time is the ultimate truth. This is Lashon Hara. How do you say this in English when people are going to court and they, because somebody told a bad word about them, how do you call this? It has a special term in English. It doesn't come to me now.
Like, I know in Portuguese, but maybe defamation or something like this. I don't know. I don't know if this is a cognate.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe, yes. For example, there is a verse in the Bible, and it's about Joseph, that he is like walking in the fields, and he brings, so to speak, the duality of his brothers. Yes. Perjury? Yes. To speak about someone, even if you see someone in a movement or in an action, and to speak about this like if it's the ultimate truth. This is Lashon Hara or gossip, or to take a picture, to try to freeze life in time, in frame, and to say this is what it is. Yes? There is a tendency among, this is what the brain does all the time, to make caption, a snipping tool. Yes, like we do, there's a snipping tool to make a square around a happening, around movement, to create a speech next to it, or interpretation, explanation, and to exhibit it as the only ultimate truth. Yes, this is what the brain does. You don't need someone to gossip. This is what the brain does mechanically. Puts, life is constant streaming. Yes, it's not objects are resting, objects, subjects, and so on. It's like a rivering all the time. And what the brain does, It's like camera, you click, click, and there's a picture, and there's like appearance, and there's a text under it, and this is a story. Yes. So we don't have to go far and to say how people speaking gossip or people have like bad tongue, speak of duality. This is what the brain does, because it serves as a cut reality into segments of picture, and it brings like text under it. Yes, like it, like if it was PowerPoint presentation. This is how it is, and you take it as ultimate truth, but it's not. It's all the time moving. All the time we are moving inside us, inhale, exhale, the blood is running, the heart is pulsating, there's movement of hands, the eyes, the eyelashes, we drink drinking water, nothing set still or nothing set in the stone. So before we go and say others are having a bad tunning or so, what the brain brings to us, yes, as so to speak, as reality is already deformed picture of the world. Yes, because the world is not out there. The world is where everything appears, and we are the world. Each and every one of us is a world. So there is Lashon HaKodesh. What is Lashon HaKodesh, or the Holy Tongue? This is how is life is. This is the being. This is Lashon HaKodesh. This is how is. No interpretation, no explanation. Yes? This is also, once there is an explanation or interpretation, there are two. So Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaKodesh is it's the language of the Havaya of being, how being is, or how life is. There aren't any two. The language that we are using to give commands or to order people in the office, please bring this PDF, make it, this is of a making. This is, the language is used as a mean. Yes, as a mean of communication. You need like certain books to be brought into the office, or so you ask people to bring the books. So it's a mean. What happens now all over the world with using social media, once there used to be only TV and great newspapers, means of communications or so, now also social media is utilized to be a mean of communication, and a lot of it is happening there. In terms of making, it's not just that, let's say, people like to share that sometimes they go through a nature path and they found rare flowers and they just posted it. 20 comments and commercials about this and running cars, so it's already a making of. This is not what is. Flower blooming is what is. But the brain, yes, set us already in motion and says, okay, this is how life is, through the lens of the camera. And before there is a camera that you can click and make a picture, or you can do now a lot of technical arrangement around the picture that it would look nice. But before you use the camera, the brain all the time takes snapshots. Without us clicking a camera, it takes snapshots and brings us, in a way, a false information and interpretation of the world. It's like there's a dubbing, there's a movie and there's a dubbing. We say in English dubbing, there's a sound, yes, that accompanies the picture. And so, and a bad speech or is like diba, diba. It's like, sounds like bear, diba. This is when people speak about others. This is also what happens to Joseph. The Bible mentions it. in a way to take in what comes from the world and make a story out of it. Dibba. I'll try to find how we say this in English, and people go into court for it. Slander, it says, rumor also, yes. So there is a wrong information, interpretation, it comes as a story, and it gets its own, like, embodied. People speak about something like if it happened, and suddenly everyone believes in it. But it's not happening. Just we say a storm in a glass of water. This week is also like 10 days people, the services are prompting the storms that never come. There's just few drops of rain and more hours of broadcasting and more maps and more colors and more measures and more graphs, like to convince it's going to be, and people go and store food and you will not be able to leave the house for the next 12 days. This is what happened. While the sun is there, the days are warm, few drops of rain. Imagine that this is just a little example, just the weather. It's not even about people. This is just the weather, like nature. What happens when people are meeting models and they are bored and they want to create from this model an animal? There is a beautiful passage in the Bible that says one of the sentences that try to tell people do not listen to all kinds of stories and readings. People read the coffee in coffee cups. People are reading cards, people reading astrological maps, and all forms of idolatry. And one of them is to look into clouds. And there's like certain verses in the Bible many, many times that they warn people do not look into clouds and try to get a prophecy out of it. Don't try to get the future from the forms of clouds forming in the sky in single moment, appearing and disappearing. Because what people do, and the verb in Hebrew is very similar, it's like the word cloud, anan, and they're adding another vav, like a barrier. There's suddenly a barrier, not just a cloud, how people interpret the vav that separates. We have the vav is a double meaning, connecting and also disconnecting as a barrier. So there's a vav being added to anan, and there's a verb, and this is like to read the cloud as a mirror, as a fortune teller. And there's many, many times, like in the Bible, saying don't try to do it. But the promise, the fantasy, that I'm telling you a story. No, this is just an example about the weather. I'm telling you a story. I bring maps. I bring evidence, like to court. People sitting with models hours and hours. And it's not enough that they have European, they have German, they have British, they have Canadian, American, the ultra-American, the ultra-whatever. And it doesn't matter. It's not what is happening. It's just everybody's like blasting words, maps, diagrams, drops, and nothing is happening. It's the great example. It's not now about conspiracy about some kind of government in some kind of country, just the weather, because it's in a way clean, you know. There's no people, just clouds and trying to shape them and understand them. But this is a very good example how the brain all the time takes over and says, look, there's a picture, there's a color, there's a measure, there's a pressure, and I can tell you a story, but tranquil story will not sail, will not be heard, only if you really pump it with horrifying pictures, it will sail, it will run. We say split tongue. There's a line in the tongue, yes? It can go this way or the other way. The tongue inside, Lashon HaKodesh, the holy tongue, inside the lips, because the mouth is one. But once the words go out to the world, it can either go like being, like poetry, how life is, or it goes between the lips. Safa, Sfatayim, and then the words go out, they can go also the other way. Therefore, there's also a beautiful verse that says in the Bible, Sfat Emet, truth lip, Sfat Emet, not two, because once you say two, it means already the other way, so Sfat Emet. There's also interpretation of the Bible in Hebrew, Sfat Emet. Thoughts or sharing, Abigail, Yanis, Fernando, Rodrigo. Please pay attention to Diba, as we mentioned, like slander or rumor or not truth. Diba, yes, very close to Davar. Yes, the only difference between Davar and Diba is Hey and Resh. So pay attention. So what is so beautiful about language? Language will always find its way to appear here. Always. And regardless of the thinking, because what happens is that there's the thinking happening all the time. We are not the thinkers. There's like clouds of like fog, which is, so to speak, we call it thinking inside all the time. It's like a fog. All of us. It's not something that we chose. This is how it is built in functioning to enable daily living. So there's like turbo thinking. It's like a cloud, like a fog. But the language, it just goes through it. It doesn't matter if you notice and if you are honest. It doesn't matter what kind of a sound or a music go inside like the clouds that generates all the time. Once there's the language comes out, it comes sometimes without relation to the thinking, so to speak, which is happening. This is why many times people are surprised. They say, I'm thinking, according to their way that they are thinking. So they say, I think something, but something else comes out. Have you noticed this? You can think to yourself, and I'm using the language that this is how people use. It's not true. There's a thinking going on. A, think about swimming pool. B, it's not he is, but in A, there's appearance of thoughts around swimming pool. In B, there's a thinking happening about fishing. But once they meet, they speak to each other about poetry. Or speaking is being or coming out of poetry. So the language can penetrate the thinking and appears here, because the thinking is like firewall. It surrounds us all the time and creates bare and separates us from the world. This is why we sometimes going into just take walk a few times or a few minutes in the nature to hear the birds, to feel the air, because the thinking is going on. It's like machine, tuck, 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 and it creates a firewall that creates a false sense of separation from the world, and only speaking just goes through it like it never existed. So this is why people are, when they are like clouded, so to speak, because it's just go to nature, walk in the city, just, you know. Yes, Abigail. The realization of knowing that the language comes from the infinite and not have control over it, it's humbling. Yes, this is what it does. It's just humbling. Because there is no private speaker. There is no Jane says to Mary and Mary says to Margaret. It just happens. And as it comes, as it wants, it comes as it wishes to come. And we sometimes may be very, very, very surprised to what is coming. Because, why? Because we did not think about it before. So the language appears as being, or it has no dressing. And I would like to explain that. The language has no dressing. When a man or someone says, I'm thinking, even if he or she are not the thinkers, when somebody says that he's thinking, it's already a dressing. What do I mean by dressing? It's already not a being. It's just forms of pictures trying to address being, which is undressable. Infinite cannot be dressed as finite. So thinking about something can never be it. So any thinking is a form of dressing. Yes, when there's a baby, it comes out from the womb, they're cleaning it up, washing, and they dress the baby, they cover him. Yes, the baby, they cover him, yes, with a hat, with a little jacket and little pants, and they're covering the baby. Yes, the baby comes naturally without any dressing. So they're covering, they dress the baby. This is what the thinking does. The mechanism of thinking is dressing, put on words, images, colors, whatever, on being. Because being is what? Naked. Infinite is naked. It has no beginning and no end. It has no form. It has no sound. It has no image. And the thinking is always, when somebody says, I'm thinking, or I thought, it's only dressing. It's only covers. It's like, when people in the carnival, they put dressing on to exhibit something. It's only covers. It's like masks. Whatever the thinking does is only a cover, a mask, a wall. This is what I say. Don't sit and think at home. Just, you know, go walk on the shore, hear the birds. The wind is moving between the leaves. This is the being. This is not what I am, John, thinking about the French Revolution. This is all rubbish. This is all dressing to put on. Even people now will sit with 10 different PowerPoints about the French Revolution or the Spring of Nations or whatever, is just an attempt to address the naked infinite. It is naked. You cannot dress it. You cannot put a frame on top it. You can't, you cannot jail it. You can't. Therefore, it is many, many times that if you are honest, if it happens to you, if people are honest with it, they will say, I was thinking ta 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 ta, but when the moment happened, something else came from the mouth. Yes, true. And they are very, very upset because I was. Let's take a common happening. Yes, there's a guy, he wants to date a girl. Let's say very, very common daily living, and he sits at home and said, "I will do that, and I will buy her flowers and take her to the whatever." Ta 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 ta. Build completely a movie in his mind. While they are meeting in class, instead of offering her, yes, the book that he wrote in his mind the last night, he said, "Hi, good morning. How do you do?" He smiles at her, and all the book disappeared. Because what happens in the moment is real. How do you do at the moment, and something else is, you see? It's like when we described it, doors are open and doors are closed or something. He can think all night what he will say, ta 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 ta. But at the moment, when he sees her in class, he just smiles and says, "How do you do?" And this is it. This is it. This is not planning. It comes in the moment, natural and innocent. This is why Abraham was told, go in front of me and be what? Innocent. Don't calculate. Don't try to calculate. Don't try to write books about divinity to capture the laws of nature, gravity, the stars. Innocent. What comes in the moment? Hello, hello. How many times you plan beforehand, let's say job interview, what you're going to say, how you're going to represent a case, and you come to the interview and you're just like a fish in the water, do not take a word, you say, yes, good morning. And people are coming afterwards at home and they tell your friends, how was the interview? I said, yes, it was good. Well, you did not say anything, you did not introduce yourself, you have here like a great, how do you say, they call it a CV, or you have very good recommendation? And he says, yes, I was thinking all night how to represent myself in the morning, but when I came, just said hello and nothing, could not say anything. So what happened in the moment? And his friend said, what? All night you were reciting and we were rehearsing how you will you introduce yourself and you get a job, and we were making this interview at home, like I was interviewing you, and to build up that you could exercise beforehand, and you just came in the morning and says hello, and this is the true moment. What happened? He just say hello, nothing happened. There's no job interview or something. This is what is happening. Not the castles that he built all night in his work, in his own, even with a friend. This is why they say in the book of Abahir book, darkness has no reality. Thinking is basically darkness. You think, but in the moment, nothing happens. Because what happens is, in the moment, is innocent. It's not being calculated, not even prepared. What happens in the moment comes. Just an example, there is at a house, there is a system that, security system, and you can go either with a key or with a code, dialing code, or with a chip. And the chip did not work. So there was, we had to find another solution, and that we found something that, like a sticker, that simulate the chip. Long process. And there's a sticker that is put on the phone, and then you can go in. And one day, there was a child, 3 years old child, and I was walking and just moving and opening with the sticker, and he says to his mom, "Hey, there's something happening here with the phone." And the mom says, no, it did not, she said, 3 years old. She said, no, she was dialing a telephone number to the code, and the coder opened to her, and this child said, no, something happened, she did not dial. And I said, smart kid, I did not dial. And I went to visit them, and we gave them a sticker that it will be easier for them not to operate all the system and so. But it happened in a moment. The child is a very intelligent child. He noticed in the moment this is not the three ways of how it goes to enter the building. He noticed, mom, she said, no, she must have dialed or something, because she was saying to the child upon all three scenarios that she knows how to enter, but this was unknown to them until the moment it happened. And the child got it, and he says, mom, it's something else, it's working in a different way. So a few moments later, I came and gave them also the sticker, and they have it too. So something like this, you cannot, prepare in advance. Yes, there was a chain of happening in the war here in terms of security, and the chip did not work, and you have to bring a sticker. This is many, many steps, but 1 year later, a child says, something else is happening here, and he noticed this. And you cannot prepare the moment that someone will notice something and he will comment. So he noticed, and this is a child is being in the moment. It can happen also to the adults too. Yes. But it's beautiful. It's a awake child. And many, many times the parents say, no, it's not like that. It's as I know it, but it's not, because something else is going on. Life is happening in the moment, and no one, there is no human, no animal, government that can pre-calculate beforehand what is happening. Just happens. This is the innocence. Questions so far? Thank you for being with us this Shabbat, Abigail, Rodrigo, Fernando, and Yanis. We wish you a very good season. Shabbat Shalom, and see you soon. On Monday. Later out, everyone, all the best. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. For more information, articles, videos, and interactive classes, please visit hebrew.learnoutlive.com.
or join our YouTube channel.
Shalom v'chol tov. Thank you.